Hey, Audio Boo. This is James. I wanted to let you guys know that I'm still around. I don't do Audio Boo as much because I don't, normally know what to say. I'm normally in regards to updating. In regards to updating social media, in regards to talking, like, with my voice, I'm generally quiet, unless, you're talking to me on Skype or whatever. Just because I normally don't upload stuff. But the other day, something very exciting happened to me. Some of you guys have seen it. Some of you guys have probably noticed on my Skype or on my Twitter, my name's been changed to KC3. CDV, or Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Victor. Those are the phonetics and numbers for my new ham radio call sign. I passed the technician exam on Friday. My club, the Cambria Radio Club, I'm in Westmoreland County, but it's the county over, was where I took the test in Cambria County. They uploaded the information electronically to the Federal Communications Commission on Monday. I got my call sign about 2 hours later on Monday. I don't have the official license yet, but I am able to officially operate a transceiver. I bought myself yesterday a Bofang UV5R radio, and I'm waiting for it to arrive. I bought it from Amazon for about $35. It's a dual band, a 70 centimeter and 2 meter radio. It's a handheld with a rubber duck, and I'm officially a technician. I'll give you guys an update on the test. When I took the test, I only missed one. And I did so well, they wanted me to take the general exam until they pretty much realized that I didn't, or rather that they didn't have the thing adapted. The girl who came out and asked me said, "Scott wants you to take the general exam." I said, "Not really sure if I'm up for that." And she's like, "Good." She's like, "We don't have one adapted for you anyway." But if they would have, it would have been cool. If I would have found out they would have, I probably would have actually tried taking it. But I'm very happy, as of now, with a technician license. I have not operated or done any transmitting yet. I don't have the radio in my hands to try it. I tried signing up for Echolink. Echolink's cool, but you need a validation license. You need to be able to validate your license by either taking a photocopy or by faxing them into them. But I don't quite, this is just me. I don't see why I'm going to, have to sign up for it. If they're all nodes, and I won't get into nodes, but basically you can access pretty much any Echolink node through a repeater connected to the internet. So it's kind of pointless to sign up for a web page that you can pretty much access on your radio if you're if one of your repeaters has internet capabilities. So you just punch in your Echolink node on your gateway, and there you are. I mean, you're on the Echolink. Congratulations. Now, I guess there's some differences, and I might, when I get my physical license in the mail, I might actually take the picture and, sign up for it. But yes, you can access Echolink directly through a repeater. I've seen people do it. I've actually talked to people who've done it. But I'm a ham radio technician. My license is good, I think, until 2024. And then I update it by going to the ULS. And So that's what's been going on with me. I've been studying, and then Friday I took the exam. So that's why you haven't seen a lot of activity on Audio Boo, for one. And like I said to begin with, I don't have much to say when I do Audio Boo.